This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And it's time for Dina's Dirt at the 40, brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. The holidays are right around the corner, but Pioneer Valley Credit Union is your holiday hero with $1,000 holiday loans now available. Visit pvcu.org for details.
All right, Clint Eastwood may have done one too many action movies to recognize a real emergency situation when one is upon him. This is real life, Clint. Clint's son, Scott Eastwood, took to Instagram to share that despite being ordered to evacuate Warner Brothers Studios over the weekend, his dad insisted on staying because there was work to be done.
Oh, okay.
So on Saturday, a 34-acre brush fire broke out just above the Warner Studio lot in Burbank, California. You could see from Scott Eastwood's video, like, it's right there. And they were told, get out. But Clint refused. According to Scott, he said, my 89-year-old father said, no, we're good. There's work to be done. And then he went in and watched his new movie. And his son said, as he would say, get back to work and shut up.
Wow.
So, I mean, like, I guess at 89 years old, maybe he just feels like he can start taking these risks. But I'm sure his family would miss him if something had happened.
Yeah,
wouldn't want him to. My goodness. We're glad he's safe, though, just so you all know.
DinasDirt.com.
Robert Norris, the advertising icon, best known as the Marlboro Man, has passed away at the age of 90. We don't know what the cause of death was, but we do know one thing for sure. It has nothing to do with smoking cigarettes. Robert Norris never smoked a cigarette in his life. The Marlboro Man, who represented a cigarette brand, never smoked a cigarette
he was just,
a day in
you know,
his
he just paid
life.
For a gig. That's what you do.
And you know,
actors or models.
I guess, but he actually quit the campaign because he thought it set a bad example for the kids.
Yeah.
Makes him a real life cowboy. So we love hearing that. And that he lived a long, good life.
DinasDirt.com.
Well, years after being booted from Hollywood for admitting to misconduct with an underage girl, a disgraced actor, Stephen Collins, living a decent life now with a wife less than half his age. So the former Seventh Heaven star, he was the dad on Seventh Heaven.
Okay.
He is settled down with a 32-year-old wife. He's 72, by the way. So she is just, wait, how many years is
that's
that?
40 years.
Math, 40 years
72
younger.
To 32?
Yep. Yeah. 40 years younger than him. And from what we know about her, she was a huge Seventh Heaven super fan. You could see, like, on her social media accounts that she was really into the show. So it seems like she was willing to look past all this bad behavior of his. And from what we hear, they're totally into transcendental meditation and helping him get past all the bad things he's done in his life. Yeah, hopefully he's a changed man. Otherwise, I think that we could be hearing a whole different story about divorce court someday.
DinasDirt.com.
And Madonna currently on her Madame X tour, but it seems some fans are not happy with how late she's been starting her shows. One fan has filed a class action lawsuit against Madonna for changing the show's start time. So after everybody bought tickets and the show is supposed to start at 8:30, she changed it to 10. And then changed it to 10:30.
Oh,
so
wow.
That's two hours later.
That is really late.
And it's on a Tuesday. So it's on a
Because, I mean, an 8:30 show, you would have been done around 10:30 or so.
That's true. That's true. And for these people who are spending a lot of money, like the person who's filing the lawsuit, spent $1,000 on their tickets.
Whoa.
So they're not able to get a refund, unfortunately, because that's the way it works. You know, they don't really offer refunds that often.
That is really rude of her.
Yeah. And her response to the lawsuit, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Here's something you all need to understand, and that is that the queen is never late.
All right, whatever.
I guess if you say it enough times, it makes it true.
Just because you're an artist doesn't mean you can do whatever you want. There are other people.
Yeah.
You're an artist because they pay you.
That's true. And they pay you a lot of money, apparently.
Yes.
And that's your Dirt at 640. Get more fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
time for Dina's Dirt at the 40. It is being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. The holidays right around the corner, but don't worry. Pioneer Valley Credit Union is your holiday hero with $1,000 holiday loans. Visit pvcu.org for all the details.
All right. Well, some big news coming out of Wheel of Fortune. Pat Sajak recovering from an emergency surgery he had for a blocked intestine last week.
Ooh.
So they had to cancel the Thursday taping because of Pat's condition. And when taping kicked back up on Friday, Vanna White, who normally turns the she turns the letters,
right,
you know, up at the front, had to step in to host. So, according to DMZ, Pat's going to be out for the next 2 weeks, and they're currently filming Disney Week at their Los Angeles studio. So, while Vanna fills in for Pat, Mickey Mouse will take Vanna's place for now.
Oh!
Mickey Mouse.
Okay.
Unlikely subject. I would have thought maybe they would have asked Daisy Duck or Minnie Mouse. Or
Mickey does that spelling where M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E.
Yeah, that's the answer for all the puzzles.
That's true.
DinasDirt.com.
The 2019 East People Choice Awards were handed out last night. So in addition to this year's award winners, Pink was honored with the People's Champion Award. Gwen Stefani honored with the Fashion Icon Award. And Jennifer Aniston was awarded the Icon Award. And in the music categories, we had some standout winners like Shawn Mendes and Taylor Swift. They won big. Also in the TV category, Stranger Things was a big winner. The show itself and also the star, Millie Bobby Brown, taking Female TV Star of 2019. So congratulations to her.
Nice.
And on the movie side of things, Avengers Endgame won a couple of awards. And Robert Downey Jr. from Avengers Endgame getting Male Movie Star of 2019. Zendaya from Spider-Man Far From Home, she got the Female Movie Star of 2019. She also won a TV award for Euphoria. And Tom Holland got Action Movie Star of 2019 for Spider-Man Far From Home.
Goodness.
DinasDirt.com.
Well, it's a very sad situation with Dog the Bounty Hunter, you know, after losing his wife,
yes,
Beth Chapman.
Yeah.
And he recently admitted that he had suicidal thoughts on the season finale of Dog's Most Wanted. It captured the very raw moments after Beth had passed away. And he said, "I just hope that I don't live very much longer without her." But then he said, "I feel like if I did something to myself right now and passed away, and I'd go to heaven, and she'd say, 'Why did you do that?'" And you could tell this was very emotional for him to share on TV with all the viewers. But we're so glad that his family was there to help him and encourage him to look for help from professionals with, you know, one of the darkest moments he's ever had. If you know someone, or again, you know, anybody who's thinking about suicide, or they don't have to say the word suicide, but just to know that they're having very dark thoughts,
yeah,
and you think they might hurt themselves, it is better to get help for them, you know, than to regret it in the long run. So keep that in mind. Mm-hmm. There is a National Suicide Hotline you can always contact if you are thinking of this or if you know someone who's thinking of suicide.
DinasDirt.com.
And supermodel Ashley Graham had her baby shower last Friday. It was, well, I don't know how to describe it other than hardcore.
Okay.
Like, it was a co-ed shower, so, you know, men and ladies were both invited.
Okay.
And it was at the Foundry in New York City, so they were treated to a candy bar, which, oh my gosh, why wasn't I invited?
Love it.
Sounds awesome. A manicure station, a tattoo station.
Oh, wow.
And I'm not talking about, like, lick and stick. I'm talking about, like, with
real
a needle
tattoos
and everything. And a piercing station.
Whoa.
So this is all according to Us Weekly.
I didn't know, like, people went to parties to get, like, tats and piercings, but sure, I guess, why not?
I can't imagine getting that invitation. Just be like, "Sorry, we can't make it to your party because we're just not brave enough."
Well, no, I mean, you didn't have to get a tattoo, did you?
No.
You were forced to get the baby's name when you walk in.
But you know, after a few mimosas, people do egg you on, so.
Oh, that's true. That is dangerous if people were drinking there.
That's true. And that's your Dirt at 740. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 840 with 94.7 WMAS.
841 with the Kellogg crew, and we got Dina's Dirt at the 40 just for you. It's brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. The holidays are right around the corner, and Pioneer Valley Credit Union is your holiday hero with $1,000 holiday loans now available. Visit pvcu.org.
Kourtney Kardashian is quitting Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
What?
Yep. Not forever, though. She said on Entertainment Tonight that she wants to spend more time as a mom and put more of her energy there, but she says, you know, I'll be back eventually, just not right now.
Cameos?
Eh, maybe like sign up for another season down the road. But she says she's been thinking about this for a while, and we knew that even back in August. She had said that she hasn't wanted to do this for a couple of years now, and she told her momager, Kris Jenner, that she didn't want to sign another contract. So the thing is, you know, she's so rich from this show, and you can only have so much money, right? That you really, at what point do you say, like, too much money is too much money?
Right.
So she likes to go on trips with her kids, lead a quieter, more private life, whereas her sister Kim is not real happy about this. She says they're firing Courtney.
What?
And basically, like, calls her lazy, and that's the thing, though. Kim has different priorities. She's all about making money and being out in the limelight. So, you know, I mean, hopefully the sisters will get past this. And
I hope so.
And yeah, that's just where Courtney wants to be in her life. If you have the option to be able to raise your own kids, that's awesome. Go for it. You know, and that sounds like what Courtney is wanting to do here. She's the older sister. Let's call her the more wiser one as well.
Okay.
DinaStirt.com.
Will Smith just released a new video, but it's not of the musical variety. Will recently got a colonoscopy.
Oh.
Now that he's 50. And he documented it in a 17-minute video. I didn't watch all 17 minutes, I'll be honest. But he
just cut to the end. Spoilers.
Much. Yeah, it is a good thing he did it because the doctor told him they had removed a precancerous polyp.
Oh.
And he said it was on a side where it would have been more advanced and he wouldn't have had typical symptoms anyway. By the time he did present it, it could have been full blown and spread through his body. So despite eating well and exercising, Will was told that that type of polyp is actually not really under human control. So even though he leads a healthy lifestyle, it's just one that's going to be there, whether or not you do anything about it.
Interesting.
DinaStirt.com.
Chrissy Teigen saying sorry after making her fans angry by showing off how rich she is. She posted on Twitter, "My mom treats her AirPods like they're disposable. Buys a few a month. She says they'd be easier not to lose if they had a cord." It was a joke. I mean, you know, like, because the AirPods and, you know, but they are expensive. They're like $150 at least, you know,
yeah,
minimum.
And the newer ones are like
way
$250
more
or something. Really expensive.
So people are saying you're just flaunting your wealth, calling something that expensive disposable. And she's saying, listen, guys, I didn't realize how many people I offended. But when I do, I say I'm sorry. And I guess I was super tone deaf and icky. And, you know, just a reminder, too, she recently talked about how when she was up and coming and trying to become an actress, she would eat out of the garbage. Like, she would have to get her lunch from garbage people threw away because she was that poor. So, I mean, she did come from a background where I guess you could say she should have remembered. There are other people reading her tweets that may come from a similar background.
Yeah.
And Miley Cyrus recovering from vocal cord surgery. Sources are saying after being hospitalized last month for tonsillitis, Miley discovered the issue with her vocal cords, which she's apparently had for years. It's just the tonsillitis was kind of like the, look what else you have going on. Now that the surgery is done, she'll have to stay silent for several weeks.
Oh, no.
Which has forced her to put recording and performing on hold, according to people.
That's rough.
Of course, it's not going to stop her from posting on social media.
Oh, yeah. You can be loud that way.
Oh, yeah. And we know she is very loud on social media. So, yeah. There you go. We wish her a speedy recovery, nonetheless. And that's your Dirt at 840. Get all the reports from 640, 740, and 840, along with the podcasts at dinosdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.